Do you have a right to have your name counted when you sign a petition?
Or can it be thrown out on a technicality that doesn't even have anything to do with you?
If you need someone to count on, count me in.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
There are two recent instances in Michigan where even though signatures on a petition were collected, it's not clear whether those signatures will be counted.
This is a clear violation of the constitutional rights of the people who signed these petitions. 380,000 Michigan citizens want to repeal prevailing wage.
That's Jeff Wiggins. He's part of a group that wants to repeal the prevailing wage in Michigan.
That is a Republican policy priority pushed by non-union builders and business groups that would block state and local rules that require contractors to pay union-level wages on publicly financed construction projects.
The group got the signatures to try and get the question put in front of the legislature, but the Democrats on the Board of State Canvassers are questioning whether it was okay for petition circulators, so not the folks who signed the petition, but the ones asking for the signatures, to list their residential addresses as places that were clearly not residential addresses.
At least not the way people often think of them. We're talking about addresses for churches, hotels, post office boxes.
The question is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals, whether or not thousands and thousands of petition signatures, maybe even yours, should not count because of an issue with someone who gathered the signatures.
Meanwhile, up north, someone who wants to challenge a Republican congressman is having a similar issue. Democrat Matt Morgan's campaign gathered enough signatures, apparently, in order to get him on the ballot.
But instead of a street or rural delivery route, his campaign listed a P.O. box as his home address on the petitions. The Michigan Bureau of Elections says that's not legal.
Morgan's attorney says he will argue before the Board of State Canvassers that the law is confusing.
And that people who signed the petition should get to have their voices heard.
Registered voters have a right to sign these petitions, and they have a right to have their signature counted.
Mark Brewer is an elections attorney and a former state Democratic Party chair. He says people have a constitutional right to band together with others who believe in a candidate or a cause or a political party.
The right of association with a political party, very well established, you know, the right to associate with other voters, people to advance political causes, that's bedrock law in this country, and that's what we're talking about here.
Petition signers don't typically go to the trouble of checking whether a circulator or a candidate has filled out addresses in a way that's copacetic with Michigan election rules.
So we will see how this shakes out. Can the state enforce these rules on candidates and circulators without violating the rights of voters who sign petitions?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.